Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 22 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. It is June 17th, and I'm coming to you live-ish from the pasture yet again because, oh god, the house is like a sauna. And Dee is playing a very loud video game in there. So, yeah. It's 32 degrees and we're in the middle of what is already the second drought of the year, and there's going to be more to come. But mostly I wanted to hop on and give a quick update on Henna's potential surgery dilemma I mentioned in my previous episode, for those who were wondering on how that turned out. So, she had this tumour on the inside of her hind leg, which was suspected to be benign, but we can't be 100% sure because they didn't actually take a large enough biopsy sample to send to a lab. So, assuming it's benign, but it's in a very awkward place, and she knocks it into places and then has this huge wounds and bleeds all over the place because the skin is stretched over the swelling and it's very fragile. The vet who originally examined it suggested a surgery which would account for the fact that, according to her, there was not a lot of skin on that part of the leg to close the incision with after the tumour was removed. So she wanted to have a balloon implanted subcutaneously, and then we would have to slowly inflate it and stretch out the skin to give the vet doing the surgery a bit more leeway to close the wound properly. But that would mean two surgeries instead of one on a 13-year-old dog with heart problems, and I'm not keen on one surgery, to be honest, so I was a bit hesitant. But then we had a consultation with the vet who would actually be doing the surgery, and he said that he wouldn't need to do the balloon thing, so that would mean we cut it back to one procedure instead of two. Because he knows me, he knows I work in humane healthcare, and he knows I can take care of a wound properly even if it's not fully closed and it will need more time to heal. He knows he can trust me with that, so he's willing to do a minimally invasive surgery, remove the tumour, and then I get to check on the wound and make sure it heals properly even if not fully closed, which I'm totally up for. The only thing we needed to do was get her heart checked out first. So what they did is an echocardio, an ultrasound of the heart, to make sure that she's in shape to actually survive the anesthesia, which she is. So that's all good news, and she will be having surgery on the 28th. I will try to be a cool, calm, stress-free dog mama, but I make no guarantees. In other news, in 3 days, on the 20th, the first trailer for the new project I have already spoken about will be launching. I'm not antsy about it at all. I'm not nervous about it at all. Fuck, what am I saying? Yes, I am. I'm having this phase where I think, oh god, what am I doing? I can't commit to another project. I should just back out and delete everything I've done so far and just forget about the whole thing. Which, of course, I'm not going to, because I have that with every project I work on. I have that phase. Actually, everything is set from Sunday to up to August 1st, when the actual first episodes will be going up. Until then, I will be having like mini episode trailer-ish things going up every 2 weeks, so that's 3 to go, and it's all set, it's all uploaded and scheduled. All I have to do is then paste links to the episode notes into the podcast notes, and then stick an embed to each episode at the top of the notes I wrote up on the blog I set up. The blog itself is also fully set up. It's all building a head start from here. Everything I will do from now on will be just building up a head start and giving myself more breathing room and more leeway to keep it all manageable, which is good. I feel great about that. If I think rationally, I know I can do it. Even by myself, I know I can do it. I just have to not forget about that and not give in to the cold feet thing. So yeah, stay tuned for that. If you want to have a look at the website, which is very, very, very threadbare right now, it is at lookingglasspoets.wordpress.com. But yeah, there's not much to see there yet. I will keep you posted on progress, of course. So I think that's about all I've got time for today, because I have to go and do a night shift tonight, and I've got a few things left to do before I can get to that. So I'm going to leave you to it. I hope the weather is decent where you are. Not too wet, not too dry. You know, just right, as Goldilocks would say. I will talk to you later, of course. Bye-bye, friends.